With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change, titled A Great Mission, Saving the Planet, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, on November 26, 2008.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for the ovation.
Hello. Greetings, Master.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah. Look good. Feel good.
You look great. We're all very happy and excited to be with you today. On behalf of everyone, I'd like to thank you for this precious opportunity to talk with you.
No, I like to talk with you.
Yeah, we love to talk with you too. Master, today is the eve of Thanksgiving here in the United States.
Good timing.
Yes. So it's an American tradition that is celebrated every year for families to get together and to be thankful to God.
Yes.
So in this season of gratitude, we'd like to thank you, Master, for all of your grace, patience, and love.
Well, you're welcome.
For protecting us and taking care of us. Last time when we had a chance to speak with you, that was 2 days after this strong earthquake here in Southern California. So thanks to your special blessing and love, millions of residents and ourselves were safe. And on the news reports, there were very little injuries at all or very little damage.
I'm glad.
And also recently, in Southern California, there has been this major wildfires. In the past recent times, we've seen a lot of drought in California. And so last night, there was this big change. This terrific rain is just pouring out, and we feel the blessing from that as well. So while
Thank
we've
God.
Been working here in Los Angeles, we feel that Master's always been protecting us. We've had a lot of things happen, but everything has always worked out very smoothly. So we'd like to thank you for sheltering us to continue to do this noble job in safety.
Thank God. I'm sorry you had some scare. And I'm glad you are courageous. Very brave guys.
Yeah, you taught us well. So we love you very much, Master. And with your permission, we'd like to ask some questions that has been on our mind. And we're also very eager to share some good news with you.
Ah, wonderful.
So we can share some of our stories.
Good news.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
I wanted to share a story, and I'm so grateful and thankful that you gave me the opportunity. to be here.
I'm happy too.
The story has to deal with animals. I've gotten spiritual signs, or I felt they were spiritual signs, from animals.
And yes.
When I was first here, I struggled a lot dealing with karma and attachments. And then one day, a little baby possum came up and got into this house. And he came all the way upstairs, and he was right outside the room. Yeah, it was so cute. And then about a month or so later, I was still struggling. And I went outside. I was having a tough day. And then an adult possum crossed my path. I said, okay, it's a sign. So I have studied Native American teachings before, and each animal has a different meaning. So I have websites that I look the meanings up, and I looked at the meaning of an opossum, and it's one of the meanings was diversion. And so I felt that it was a sign of that. They were telling me that Maya was trying to divert me. So it went from being a small diversion from the baby possum to a large diversion with the adult possum.
Ah.
But I still didn't want to listen. But eventually I talked to a good friend here. And after that, my struggle ended. And I had a new sense of purpose and was glad to be here. And then the next day, I took a walk.
Oh.
And then on my walk, it was just across the sidewalk, a snail, a really big snail with a shell and everything. I'd never seen one in real life before, and then let alone in L.A. where it's really dry here. And I said, oh, it's another sign. And when I got back, I looked up, and a snail means perseverance and determination.
Oh.
And then, so I knew, you know, those are the qualities I need to continue to grow here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope you don't grow so like a snail.
Me too.
Persevere, okay, but grow fast. It's tough to accept things when it's not very familiar, huh?
Yeah, it's better now. I'm very happy to be here.
It's noble, okay? Continue with just the snail, all right?
That's about it with the snail, but I've had other experiences where animals have come into my path, and it's been so amazing. I'm just so honored that I saw them, and I feel like they're really on our side. And then especially after reading your book, The Noble Wilds, I was so moved, you know. I was like, wow, I just want to really learn more about the animal world. Anyway, it's so amazing to me, and I really know that they love us.
Yes.
I'm very happy. Thank you, Master.
Any more snails or opossum coming?
No, that's it. Thank you, Master.
I met some spider yesterday. What is that?
I'll have to look it up.
Look it up and email me.
Okay.
Yeah, I met also an opossum. She was on the road and she was hit by a car. No clinic was open at that time, but because I had a lot of pets, so one of my vet doctor opened his house for me. I went to his house and begged him to come to the clinic to save the possum. Yes. And he could not save her, but at least he eased her pain. And then in the morning she passed away. But we discovered she has many babies in her pouch. Do you know possum carry the babies in her pouch like a kangaroo? Oh, it was really very, very emotional for me. And so the doctor arranged with some wildlife society, and they took the babies to where they are specialized in taking care of baby possum. The next night she came into my vision with a whole bunch of babies and to thank me. Oh, it was too much. It was very, very touching, you know. She came in my vision with the babies to thank me and say that they're happy. She's happy to go and all that. They do have their spiritual quality. very high.
Yes.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Hi, I have a really cool story to share with you.
Cool.
Recently in Sydney, Australia, our association members interviewed an animal telepathic communicator, and her name is Simone Lee, and she's able to telepathically communicate with animals. All she needs is a picture, and she can just talk to them, like have a conversation like we talk to each other.
Yes.
After the interview, she was flipping through your book, The Birds in My Life, and
yes.
One of your birds, actually, Master, was trying to contact her and communicate with her. So
yes.
Our association members, they recorded this and sent this to us. And from the picture, it looks like your bird, Lumino, and he was trying to talk to her, and the animal communicator said that he said that he loves where he lives, and he said it's like heaven. And she said, yeah, she could feel it from his end, and she said that it feels very beautiful. The animal communicator said that it feels like just this crooning, just beautiful lull, and you're just kind of swept towards your direction. That's when our association member said, oh, she's an enlightened being, that's why. And the animal telepathic communicator said, oh, well, no wonder it feels like heaven. And she said, it's very clear what you radiate. She said she could feel it from the bird's end. And then she asked the bird, so what was your message, or what did you want to say? And your bird said, can you please tell the world how beautiful our mom is, and how beautiful our home is, and how special it is that there's someone that can do that for us? When she asked him, is that your message or your mom's message? And he said, it's her message, but it comes through us. And the message that he wanted to share is, we are here to evolve the world, to lift it. And the more people that are aware of this, the greater the possibility of it.
Yes.
Until you experience it, it may be difficult or challenging for you to understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Our journey is to help as many experience it as possible. And
right.
He said that he's choosing not to use the word people, so as many beings to experience it. And then she asked him, is there anything else you want to share? And he said, oh yeah, and don't forget to tell people that we have fun too. So thank you, Master, and thank Lumino for sharing this special message with us.
Lumino, yeah? The little one?
Yes.
A lot of color, yeah?
Yeah, very beautiful colors, yes.
Right, right. Okay.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
I would like to say that my family, they're all becoming more vegetarian than before.
Oh.
Like my father said, like 10 years back, they thought I'm strange, but now they understand better. And I have a little brother who's born vegetarian.
Yes.
And also my little cousin. A few weeks ago, I talked with him, and I just talked with him once, and he said he became a vegetarian since then.
Wow.
I'm happy about that, and I was always hoping that someone in my family would also practice spiritually. So I hope that my little cousin, I'm sure in the future he will practice something. Maybe he will get initiation.
Hi, Master.
Hello.
Being here is the most precious gift and experience of my life. For the first time, I feel I'm in the right place on earth.
You are.
Each day, you take my hand to guide me, teach me, and help me to grow, opening the doors of my heart in mysterious ways. I am and would be forever grateful for your immense love and grace. Master, you are the light shining in my heart. I only wish this overwhelming love to expand expand. I love you.
Wow. Thank you. Very nice. Very nice. Beautiful. Nice expression. You are getting better all the time, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your progress.
Thank you, Master.
You feel your progress, right?
Yes, I can feel. Thank you so much, Master.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thank you for growing fast.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, A Great Mission, Saving the Planet. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.